This is the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper on Wednesday, the 5th of August, 2026. Introducing the team this week. Hello, I'm Pat Walker. The What's On's been collected by Kate Grogan. The News by Dave Kilvert, the Magazine by Margaret Ray, and the readers are Lynn Goods and John Dunn. Firstly, some announcements. We would like to welcome a new listener, Mrs. Sylvia Bowron. We do hope you will enjoy the recordings. The Darlington Social Club for the Blind and Visually Impaired meet every Tuesday morning, 10:15 until 12 noon at 73 Corporation Road. Everyone is welcome and you can bring a friend. For more information, ring Alan Elwood on 07816 127002 or Jonathan Wilkinson on 07813 703 719. And a couple of our listeners have had problems with playing their CD or memory stick. If you have a problem, please do let us know. Ring 01325 465 101 or email dtnewspaper@outlook.com. We cannot always pick out the ones which have not recorded properly. Thank you. So we'll go straight on to the What's On. And this has been collected by Kate Grogan. August the 11th, 11 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. The Bowes Museum, Barnard Castle. Bug Hotels. Head to the wildflower meadow behind the Bowes Museum to discover hidden wildlife and make eco-friendly bug hotels using recycled materials. Included in admission to museum. Please confirm attendance by calling the Bowes on 01833 690 606. Thursday the 13th of August, 7 p.m, The Forum, Darlington. Shelley Fairchild, with support from Tennessee Twin. Shelley is an acclaimed singer-songwriter and Billboard Hot Country Singles charting recording artist. Born in Mississippi, she moved to Nashville at just 19 years old, where she began writing and recording professionally. She has toured with some of country music's biggest names, including Martina McBride, Keith Urban, and Tim McGraw. Tickets, £15, available online at the Forum reception or calling 01325 363 135. Saturday the 15th of August, 10 a.m, The Witham, Barnard Castle. The Witham Pre-Loved Sale. A chance to buy quality second-hand goods, clothes, bric-a-brac, books, toys and household items. Come along and browse a fantastic range of pre-loved finds for all ages. The 15th and 16th of August, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m, Darlington Town Centre. Misfits Mega Weekend. The Mega Misfit Market in Darlington is a popular alternative market held featuring independent traders selling unique, weird and wonderful items like gothic clothing, accessories, art, collectibles, funky, pops, comics. 42 local small businesses. And on Saturday, August the 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Georgian Theatre, Green Dragon Yard, Stockton-on-Tees. Moving Pictures are the top Rush tribute band. This show celebrates the 50th anniversary of Rush's 2112 album and features the full 2112 suite and songs from every Rush era. Two sets, no support, tickets £20 from the Georgian Theatre website. And a review by Ticketmaster of the Newcastle City Hall gig in 2025 said, absolutely brilliant. They just get better and better. They are the best tribute I've seen, and they always pay due respect to the wider Rush family, past and present. Now, just a few reminders. To check your local chemist opening times, please call the NHS non-emergency helpline 111 and they will provide you with this information. The time to draw your curtains and switch house lights on is about 8:30 to 9 p.m. And please do remember to return your wallet, and please put your name label inside the wallet. Our return address is already stuck to the front of it. Also, please put the wallets in any post box. Don't hand them into the post office, as they then have to stick sticky labels all over them, which are very difficult to get off. And if you no longer wish to receive the recordings, please do let us know. Just ring 01325 465 101 and leave a message, or you can email dtnewspaper@outlook.com. Thank you. Next we have the news, and the news has been collected this week by Dave Kilvert and comes to you by kind permission of North of England Newspapers. You're listening to the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper. And here are the headlines for the week 29th of July to the 5th of August. Ambitious plans to reduce traffic flow through residential areas. Thousands watch Darlington's annual 10K run. Chancellor visits Darlington. And Northumbrian Water gives assurances over water supplies.
Hello, John Dunn here. Plans for a major new road linking the A66 and the A1M around Darlington have been revealed, with one option potentially removing more than 10,700 vehicles a day from residential streets. Residents, businesses and road users are now being asked whether the link road should be built and which of the proposed routes they would prefer. The Tees Valley Combined Authority has launched an 8-week public consultation on the scheme, which is intended to ease congestion, reduce the amount of freight traffic passing through residential communities, and support future housing and jobs growth. The consultation opened on Friday, July the 31st, and will run until Friday, September the 25th. Three main options have been developed, ranging from a new 4-kilometre single carriageway road to a more ambitious 6.5-kilometre road crossing the River Skern and the East Coast Main Line. Initial assessments suggest the shortest option could take more than 10,700 vehicles a day away from residential roads in the north of Darlington. It could also cut peak time journeys by up to 2.5 minutes, according to estimates. The first proposal, described as the do minimum option, would involve building a new single carriageway route of around 4 kilometres. It would be designed to divert traffic away from residential areas in northern Darlington, with several possible connections to the existing road network. A more ambitious option would create a route of approximately 6.5 kilometres, including new crossings over the River Skern and the East Coast Main Line. Officials say this option could provide greater resilience and improve connections across the wider road network. The consultation also includes a series of even more ambitious options, combining additional roads and connections. These are intended to deliver further congestion relief, improve the resilience of the transport network, and open up more opportunities for future development. No final route has been selected, and the Combined Authority says no decision has yet been made on whether the road will be built. The proposals form part of a wider plan to improve transport connections across Darlington and the Tees Valley. Those behind the scheme say Darlington's existing road network is facing increasing pressure from congestion, housing development and economic growth. The link road could also address concerns about large numbers of lorries and other vehicles travelling through residential areas. Tees Valley Mayor Ben Hutchin said, "We are investing in the transport infrastructure needed to support our ambitions for a stronger, better connected Tees Valley."
Hello everyone, Lynn Goode speaking. Crowds lined the streets of Darlington as thousands of runners took part in the town's annual 10K. A record number of runners pounded the tarmac in the town centre, and spectators packed out pavements to cheer them on Sunday morning. The day began with a family fun run where young participants showed off their own creative costumes. One runner even channeled his superhero speed in a flash outfit. Runners also took part in a 5K race and a junior run, helping make the event a celebration of running for all ages. Darlington MP Lola McAvoy was among those in attendance, joining spectators in cheering on runners as they made their way around the course. As always, some participants opted for fancy dress rather than personal bests. Among the standout costumes were two runners sharing an inflatable dog outfit, a competitor braving the heat in a fluffy dinosaur suit, an inflatable Donald Trump, an American football player, an inflatable koala, a shark, and a group of flamingos. This year's event also carried a touching tribute to well-known Darlington runner Gary Reid, who passed away earlier this year from cancer. Supporters came out in force wearing Be More Gary t-shirts and carrying signs bearing the same message in his memory, highlighting the impact Gary had on the local running community. While the race was widely praised for its atmosphere, there was some disappointment after organisers ran out of finisher medals before all participants crossed the line. A council spokesperson said, "Some people didn't receive a medal due to the unprecedented number of people signing up over the last few days. Those who did not receive a medal should contact the events team on eventsteam@darlington.gov.uk. The event has been a huge success, with thousands of people coming to the town centre to take part, cheer on the runners and soak up the atmosphere. In the men's race, Mark Scott of Richmond and Zetland Harriers finished in first place with a time of 29 minutes 10 seconds. Heather Townsend of Leeds City AC was the fastest woman, crossing the line in 34 minutes, 35 seconds.
Chancellor John Healey has visited Darlington's Treasury Hub for the first time. The former Defence Secretary spent time at the Darlington Economic Campus, DEC, yesterday and his first trip to the site since being appointed by Prime Minister Andy Burnham. It comes just days after the Treasury said the Chancellor was strongly committed to the site and had plans to visit very soon. It means Mr. Healey has almost matched the amount of days his predecessor, Rachel Reeves, spent at the DEC last year, which the Echo revealed to be just two. This week, calls have also been made for the new Chancellor, alongside the Labour leader, to buy into the DEC after launching number 10 North in Manchester. Councillor Steve Harker, leader of Darlington Borough Council, was one of several people to ask the Chancellor to back the campus, encouraging Mr. Healey to work in the town every chance he gets. The Treasury recently said it is only right that policymakers are based in the North East and that its success underlines the commitment to bring decision-making closer to communities. The Northern Echo also recently called on the PM to commit to six key priorities in our manifesto for the North, one of which is regional devolution. The DEC which was launched by the Conservative Party in 2021, is currently based at Feetham's House and Bishopsgate House. The Labour government continued the project after its landslide victory over the Conservatives in 2024. But the party's commitment to the site came under fire over Ms. Reeves' attendance record. The DEC is currently home to about 1,925 civil service roles across 10 major government departments, including the Treasury, the Office for National Statistics, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, and others.
Northumbrian Water has explained why a County Durham reservoir has been left with low water levels amid this summer's hot and dry weather. Drone pictures show Hury Reservoir's dam with large stretches of dry, cracked earth exposed around the edges and water levels well below normal for the Teesdale site. According to the water company, the low levels are linked to a £15 million maintenance and safety project now underway at the reservoir, rather than the recent warm spell. Northumbrian Water is carrying out the work over the next 3 years, increasing the capacity of the dam's spillway and adding a new siphon system, allowing it to reduce water levels more swiftly if required. The Northern Echo understands Northumbrian Water is not concerned about water levels in the region, despite the recent hot weather. Work is expected to run from June to November, before returning each year from April to November through 2027 and 2028. Water levels will be lowered at times during this period, with angling suspended when this happens, though a public right-of-way through the site will remain open, aside from a closure on the dam crest. Northumbrian Water's project manager, Mike Foster, said, "This is an important investment at Hury as we look to maintain our reservoirs and enhance their safety. But we are also very mindful of protecting flora and fauna around our sites when carrying out work such as this. It comes at a time when half of England is officially in drought. Last week, the Environment Agency declared 7 areas of central, eastern and southern England, around half of the country, as officially in drought as a result of very low rainfall and high temperatures. The UK is facing the impacts of increasingly extreme weather, such as droughts and heat waves fuelled by human-caused climate change, which is caused mostly by burning fossil fuels."